About half a dozen men huddle together as they listen attentively to a horse racing commentary being broadcast on one of the big screen television sets in a popular betting place at Gwerus Mkoba 6 shopping center in the Midlands province. Among them is a man who chooses to identify himself only as Moyo and is one of the well-known regulars at this place. Moyo, in his early 40s, readily volunteers to talk about his experience as a horse racing punter. He says he detests betting as he believes it is immoral and reveals that he grew up with a father who used to squander most of his wages on gambling, which made him fail to take care of his family. But in an ironic twist of fate, Moyo admits he himself became drawn to betting on horses, which has been his regular source of income since the time he got out of formal employment in 1998.
When I was an adult, so when I was already working, I would see people making money from gambling. When I started betting, I had a dream. I dreamt a race and its results. And then the following day, I went and betted. And the numbers just came as they appeared in my dream. Then I started believing, I know this thing I could make money and earn a living. Though I was working, because I had got a surplus amount.
Although it is often associated with gambling, sports betting is different in that it is regularized or controlled by law, while various forms of gambling are sometimes illegal. In Zimbabwe, the Gaming and Lotteries Act regulates the sports betting industry as well as other betting games like lotteries and casinos. Horse racing has for a long time been the only sport in the country on which punters could place bets, but in the past few years, several betting companies have been given licenses to operate bets on other sports like soccer, basketball, cricket, tennis, as well as dog racing. Although facts and figures are not readily available, there has been a rise in sports betting in the country, and in May, government announced it had stopped granting betting licenses to curb the upsurge of sports betting in the country. Sports betting and other gambling games like lotteries and casinos are often euphemistically referred to as games of chance. In Zimbabwe, however, they are no longer just games, but a means of survival for many owing to high unemployment. Moyo says it is not surprising that many young people are now among punters in sports betting.
When I grew up, all in used to know that horse racing gambling was for the retired people that would take their money as leisure doing gambling for leisure purposes, not solely to get man to survive. Because already they had made up their lives, they were spending their monies. But currently the situation in our country that we've got no employment, the industries, they are closed. These youngsters, after school, they have nowhere to go and work. Gambling is now the only option they are left with to look for money.
The act of betting involves putting a certain amount of money or wager on the result of a sports game or race, and there are many types of bets that one can put their money on. Moyo says he likes placing bets on horses because he calls himself a veteran punter and understands even the most subtle details of the game. He, however, admits that winning, especially big amounts that matter, is never easy.
On some other days, I might be lucky to win, but on other days, I might have a streak of losing. I might even go for 4 days without even winning. That also will affect my family, because they'll be expecting only each and every day that I should bring them something. They actually know that I survive on gambling. Besides, they're looking for money through peace jobs, but I solely survive on gambling.
24-year-old Neva Shoko has been involved on betting on soccer matches for the past 2 years. The unemployed youth says he gets money for betting from doing odd jobs and also donations from relatives and friends. Although like most Zimbabweans, he is a keen follower of the English Premier League, Shoko says he prefers to bet on Italian, German and Spanish leagues, which he says are more predictable. He places bets every weekend and says he's usually assured of winning once a month, and though paltry, the winnings enable him to buy himself food and clothes.
For a month, I use almost $4 to bet, because I bet every weekend using $1. So if I get $20, I make a profit. I buy food for myself and clothes because now I'm not working. No one is supporting my family.
Like Moyo, Shoko believes that gambling is a vice which people should avoid, but he says in the absence of a more conventional way of earning a living, he has no choice but to be involved in sports betting.
It's true, but there is nothing we can do because of this economy. You have to do something even bad to get money.
While the sports betting industry may provide a means of earning a living for some, most of those involved in it say they prefer a more straightforward way and hope that the new year will bring a new lease of life for the country's economy. Reporting for Studio 7 from Gweru, this is Taurai Shava.